Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, Ted Williams. Thursday, May the 28th, 2020, 5:28, 2020, 20 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. And there's a lot of stuff I want to talk with you about this morning. Now, as I understand it this morning on this program, we're not going to have any guests this morning because I think this morning we want to go back to the essence of this program and normally how it is. We do have guests from time to time, and I always like having guests on, but I want to open up the phone lines to you because really all this week we have not had a chance to do that. I think we've had a couple calls, even though we didn't ask for phone calls. It was great to get those phone calls, but we really have not given or had the time this week to open up the phone calls to you, the listening audience, or just talk for a few minutes about what's going on in your life, what's going on in our life, share memories, share stories, just have fun. So basically, that's the tenor of this morning's program. 740-383-9944, the most mentioned number in Marion. Phone lines will be open for the next 2 hours. 740-383-9944. Now, I do want to let everybody know that when this program is over this morning, the Charlie Evers Show still is on this station through this week. Glenn Coble will be sitting in today and interviewing James Anderson, the naturalist here in Marion. And James was on with Charlie, I think, for 3 years. I think it's 3 years. James will tell you more about that today when he's on from 10 until 12 with Glenn. But I think they were on together for 3 years. So James Anderson will be on with Glenn Coble today on The Charlie Evers Show, 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then Glenn will be doing his normal Swap Shop program from 12:10 to 1. The Adam the Computer Guy show will be on today from 2:10 until 3. And then we have something very special I want to let you know about because I think a lot of you are not going to want to miss this. 4:10 until 6 p.m. today, we have a broadcast documentary of sorts that was put together by Adam Lepp here at the station. It's titled Charlie Evers Born to Broadcast. Charlie Evers Born to Broadcast. Now, you've heard a lot of clips of Charlie on the station over the last 6 years this week. And, you know, it's interesting because when you listen to those clips, really it only amounts to about 15 minutes in time. Because clips are clips, and in the essence of time, You do what you do. But the special today with Adam from 4:10 to 6 p.m. is 2 hours, two 45-minute segments. And it's basically recollecting Charlie's time at this station and his career. It's a video biography or audio. Why do I keep saying video? Audio biography. And I haven't heard it yet. So I'll be listening today with you to hear what is on this autobiography. I know a lot of the big moments are on there, and maybe even some of the clips that we have played, just longer versions of them. So you'll be able to hear what more is going on, or what more was going on during those clips with Charlie. So don't forget today. I know he put a lot of time and effort into it since Monday. 4:10 to 6 p.m., Charlie Evers, Born to Broadcast, never before heard on this station. The video, see, I said video again. I must be out in space today. Audio documentary of the life of Charlie Evers on this station. 4 to 6 today. Okay, And then, did want to let you know, this weekend we're doing a very special thing, because I think, to be honest with you, Charlie in his own words is probably the best way to do anything. So starting at 1 o'clock on Friday, 1 p.m. tomorrow, until 8 a.m. on Monday morning, we are going to air nothing but Charlie Evers shows on this station, with the exception of 3 hours. There'll be 3 hours this weekend where we have live programming, but other than that, from 1 p.m. tomorrow until 8 a.m. Monday morning, it'll be Charlie Evers all weekend. Just some of his best shows. And some of them will just be shows in which Charlie talked to you, the listening audience, and I think he liked to do that maybe more than anything else. So all weekend, Charlie Evers on the station, and probably, for my money, a lot of those shows have not been heard in quite some time. So tune those in this weekend, starting at 1 p.m. on Friday, running through 8 a.m. on Monday morning, our tribute to the late Charlie Evers. Now, we've been doing a lot of tributes to Charlie this week, and it's been a lot of fun. Yesterday was a great day, and I want to thank everybody who participated yesterday, from Jeff Ruth to Mary Ellen Withrow to Glenn Coble to Dennis Garrigan to Brenda Donegan, to David Newell, Fred Malone called in. It was just a very special day. And if there's anybody I'm leaving out, I'm sorry, but it was a great, great day here at the station, because we got to share stories and funny stories about Charlie. And I really enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, because anybody in life has different facets to their personality. Sometimes you're serious. Sometimes you are funny. And a lot of the stories that revolve around Charlie Evers were funny stories. I remember Jeff telling the story yesterday about the strawberry pie. I'd never heard that one before. I enjoyed that quite a bit. And it's interesting because some of those stories we had heard before, but they're still very funny stories about the Shih Tzu dog and Tradio, and about Charlie interviewing two people at the Marion County Fair who were using names that are kind of strange from a famous television show of that time that Charlie was not aware of, and why would he be at that particular point. And we got to tell a few funny stories, and Dennis Garrigan. And I'd never heard that story from Dennis before about the seriousness of the house being torn down. And it's slipping my name. It was a famous author, Charles Dickens, I believe, had stayed at that house. So that was interesting. You know, you learn so much. And also, don't forget, this Sunday in the Marion Star, Brenda Donegan's Just Musing column will be a tribute to Charlie Evers. So pick that up on Sunday, Just Musing, Brenda Donegan in the Marion Star, a tribute to Charlie Evers. We found that out yesterday when Brenda was on the program. And also to have David Newell call in from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. What fun was that? And, you know, he only met Charlie 3 times, twice in 2015 and once in 2016, was on his show all 3 times that he visited in person. But to be able to talk about Charlie for 25 minutes, I called him the Mr. Rogers of Marion. How about that? What an accolade that would be from somebody who certainly knew Mr. Rogers. I don't think anybody was closer to Mr. Rogers than David Newell. And for David to say that about Charlie, I thought was a great, great compliment. So we thank David Newell for calling in yesterday as well. And, of course, Fred Malone, who was on Charlie's show since the beginning here for 6 years. To have him call in, that was great. So we thank everybody for calling in yesterday. We thank everybody who appeared yesterday. It was a lot of fun. We all enjoyed it. And I think everybody felt very good yesterday when that program was over, because we got to spend a lot of time remembering a guy that we all liked. And you have to understand that, yes, he was a colleague of all of us, co-worker. You know, this is a job to some degree. And he was our co-worker, and this is where we saw him, was at work. But, you know, it certainly was a friendship. And this is a story I shared on Facebook last night. I was kind of shocked by this yesterday. But I think it's very important to tell this story if you don't have Facebook and didn't get a chance to read it there. Yesterday was really the first time since Charlie's passing that I had went out in public to any great degree. And I went to the grocery store to get a few things. And while I was in the grocery store, I don't know how many people it was, but it was quite a few. And it was people who I did not know at all. Don't know the people at all, have no connection to them, kept coming up to me and saying, "We're so sorry to hear about your friend." Now, what's fascinating about this to me is that, number one, that they went out of their way to come up and say that to me, which I appreciate more than they'll know. But the fact that they use the word friend, because Charlie was a coworker. I mean, that's how I met him, and that's what we remained until the last broadcast we did on April the 8th. But clearly, we were more than friends. But if you weren't in the studio, you wouldn't know that. So to have strangers come up and say sorry about your friend, it says something about radio. And I've always felt that radio was a very personal medium. We have more time in radio to talk and get more personal than they do on television or they do on the internet. And I think because of that, radio becomes a very personal medium. And I think you can't hide who you are on radio, for better or worse. And you're either liked or you're disliked. And I think if you listened over the last 6 years, you knew that Charlie and I were friends. And somebody even wrote on Facebook that we would banter back and forth. And we did. And we didn't always agree on issues of the day or things going on. But the truth was, it was never an argument. There was never hostility or hurt feelings or somebody not talking to anybody. There was never any of that. A matter of fact, when we would disagree about something, it was usually funny. It was usually turned into something fun that we didn't agree with each other. And if it was a serious conversation, as soon as the microphones were off, we were talking about something else. We didn't stay on that subject. So the fact that people were saying, "Sorry to hear about your friend," I really appreciate that, because that's exactly what Charlie was. He was my friend, certainly much more than a coworker. But the fact that they used that word, I thought was interesting. So I appreciate all the people who did that, and you're exactly right, and I think it's because you can't hide who you are. And, you know, radio is not as polished as television either. I prove that every morning here, because you don't come in with a script and you say things like video biography instead of audio biography, like I have done already twice this morning. I think partially because we're talking to one person. We're in studios by ourselves, and essentially we're talking to one person. So we think of it very informally. We don't have cameras around. We don't have cameramen. We don't have people running lighting. We don't have people running the lighting machines. We don't have people running the sound for us. We do it ourselves. So in radio, it becomes very informal. Plus, we have a lot more time to talk about whatever we want to talk about. So that's my theory on that whole thing, and I certainly do appreciate that. Now, the other question I've been asked a lot this week, and I'm just going to address it on the air because I don't think I have as of yet, and I don't really want to address it on the internet at this point because I have no information, and basically that's what I'm going to tell you. I do know that a lot of people have asked about a visitation or a funeral in regard to Charlie. And if you see his obituary, there's nothing in there about that, because I don't think that's going to be a funeral, that is, or a visitation. I don't think that's what Charlie wanted, and so that's what I know now. Now, will there be some kind of celebration? Will there be some kind of memorial? That's up to his kids to decide, and his family, and his wife, Jeannie. And whatever they decide, I think we will all go along with that, because that's what you should do. So The reason I'm not responding to people about that question is I don't know. And to be honest with you at this point, his family is grieving his passing, and it's only been 4 days. So, you know, give them some time, let them decide what they would like to do, and we'll just kind of go from there. But we're having fun remembering Charlie here on the radio, and this was his medium for more than 50 years, so that's the way it'll be. But right now, no information on that, and I don't think we should have information. It's an interesting time with the coronavirus. We want to honor Charlie's wishes, whatever they were, and we also want to give his family time to do what they need to do. So whatever happens with that is whatever will happen. And when we have information, we will let you know. And that's the way it stands right now, if you're wondering. But I do know you can, I believe there, if you read the obituary, if you read Charlie's obituary, there are some things you can do in his honor. So just read the obituary and you will know. Or listen to the obituary report on this station at 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 8 a.m., and 4 p.m. So that question, I'm glad we got that addressed at this particular time. Okay. We did that, and we did that, and we did that. And again, phone lines are open. If there's anything you'd like to say, feel free. 36 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind that you would like to share that you've been holding back for the last 2 days, feel free to call in and share that right now. We will take your phone calls on this Thursday morning. 740-383-9944. Now, with these tribute shows that we've been doing for the last two mornings, it's kind of interesting because you get talking, you have a lot of people in the studio, and sometimes you forget to say things that you had planned to say. And yesterday, we were talking and remembering Charlie, and I wrote down on a piece of paper, email. And to be honest with you, over the course of the 4 hours, this will just tell you how my mind works, I forgot what that meant. And by the time the show was over yesterday, I still had not remembered why I wrote down the term email. And then even when the show was over yesterday, I thought, well, why did I write down the term email? What was that all about? It came to me last night. Here's why I wrote down the term email yesterday. What happened was, this has been 10 years ago now. 10 years ago, can you believe that? What happened was, there was something going on. I was working at WMRN at the time, and something, I mean, I knew Charlie well at that point, 10 years ago, and something was going on, and I think Jeff and I had talked about this last week, where a coworker was not particularly fond of me. And it showed on the air. There was no doubt that it showed that this person did not like me, was not thrilled with me at all. And Charlie, I think picking up on that, sent me an email. Now, this is 10 years ago. I know it's 10 years ago because I have the date of this. June 19th, 2010. June 19th, 2010. One day I get this email out of the blue from Charlie Evers, and I frame this email, and I've had this email on the wall at every place I've worked since 2010, so for the last decade. But I'm going to read this. I've never read this on the air, but again, the situation going on was I was working at WMRN. I had one employee who was not very happy with me, did not like me at all, and I get this email from Charlie Evers, and I think this will tell you a little bit about the man. And this was right after I did the interview with Helen Thomas that got national attention. So this, in the beginning, he talks about this interview. That's what Charlie's referring to, is an interview I did with Helen Thomas that got a lot of attention. But here, essentially, is the email from Charlie Evers from 10 years ago. He says, "Scott, I heard your interview and would never have found a basis for criticism. I can understand you have a very jealous counterpart at work who is so jealous of your popularity and skill in interviewing famous people. You wouldn't believe what I went through at the height of my popularity. Some of the minor management people were overheard to say, we're going to try to bring Evers down a size. They could not accept the fact that what I was doing was good for the community and for the station, with the building and the arena and the canoe trips, the statue, Buckeye Chuck, etc. It must be the same old place. When I went to work for the original WDIF, it was so professional and uplifting, it took some time getting used to. I was used to everyone going around gloomily instead of uplifting. Scott, you are doing a great job, in fact, way beyond what a small station usually sounds like. See you later. Let me know if anything develops out of this. Charlie. Now, the WMRN he's talking about is that of the late 1970s, and I've heard from many people it was not the best place to work. But to get that email from Charlie, when I had a counterpart at WMRN who was not particularly fond of me in the late, 2010, that era, to learn that that had also happened to Charlie back in his heyday in the 60s and 70s meant something. And it's an interesting story to hear, because as popular as Charlie was, and with everything he did that was good for the community and the community loved him, there was a jealousy that developed. And it's sad that that happens, that people would speak in that way. But it does happen. But the point of this speaks to the kindness of the man. And I think people who did not understand, or maybe never got the honor or chance to meet Charlie, I hope it helps you understand what kind of guy he was. He had done his part in broadcasting in this town. Everybody knew who he was by that point, 2010. He was on top of the world. He was still doing a radio show at another radio station from the one I was working for at that time. And yet, he took the time to send that email to me. Now, that is a very caring and hospitable act. But it speaks to the man, and that's the kind of man he was. And I wanted to read that email because I think we have to be truthful in what we say, and we have to say that not everybody always likes you. But sometimes the reason they don't like you has nothing to do with you. It has much more to do with the people around you. And I can understand that in that era, there would have been a lot of people who would have been jealous of Charlie because he became huge in the Marion area. So I wanted to read that, and it's always been on the wall at whatever radio station I've worked at, because I think it shows the point that in any job you do, understand that if people are giving you criticism, it's not about you 9 times out of 10. Now, you take it personally because you don't like people saying nasty things about you, but it's more about the person saying the nasty things. And I know that's hard to grip, but that's really what it is. Because if you were really doing something wrong, 9 times out of 10, nobody's going to point it out to you. Maybe your boss. But other than that, people aren't going to go around talking about it. Certainly not your coworkers. If you're failing, 9 times out of 10, people will let you fail. They want to see you kind of hang yourself, as it were. But if they're saying things like that, it's usually them. It's usually jealousy. So to get that email and for him to share that personal story with me, which I think is a story very few people have probably heard. I think Charlie's talked about it on the air. But I just wanted to point out that at that time, he sent that email unsolicited because he knew I was having an interesting time with my coworker to share something he had been through. And that, again, speaks to the man. We've been remembering the radio personality this week, and I want to make sure that you understand who the man was off the microphone. And that's who he was. And, you know, that email's been hanging in the lobby here since we moved to this location. And I pass by it every day. I don't read it every day. But, you know, it's just something I'm glad is on the wall. And I have seen people read it. And I'll hang it back on the wall today when I leave here. And I hope people understand that and understand the type of guy he was, that he went out of his way to do that for me at that particular time. All right. We've got that down this morning. Now, another thing I want to mention is that there are some photos. Facebook is our medium now. We love Facebook. I love Facebook. There are some photos, if you are friends with Charlie's family, that are being put up of the last maybe month of Charlie's life. And I have to comment on these for this purpose. These are some of the most touching photos that I have ever seen. Last night, Charlie's daughter Kathy posted some of those. I know his daughter Angie has posted one that I have seen. His daughter Amy, I believe, posted one or two yesterday. And credit is given where credit is due, as this email points out. And his daughter Amy took these pictures while this whole situation was going on. And I think nobody could be more happy that she did, because now these pictures exist and have been shared on Facebook. And they really are works of art. I'll tell you, I am so impressed with these pictures. These document daughters and their father and what real caring and sentiment and love are about. And Amy took them. You know, it wasn't somebody from the outside. Nobody came in. And that she had the presence of mind to take these while this was going on and take them so well. Boy, that is a big kudos to her. And I think my Cubs cap is off to Amy, as well as a whole lot of other people who are seeing these pictures on Facebook and basically saying the same thing that I am, that these are amazing pictures. They are poignant pictures. And they will tug at your heartstrings if you see them. But she's very, very good that way. So, I have to mention that because the pictures are on Facebook now. They are out in the public. And something should be made of that, because it takes a very smart person to have that kind of presence of mind to document those moments. And we are all proud that they exist now. And I know his other two daughters, Angie and Amy, and I'm sure Mother Jeannie all appreciate that and the rest of Charlie's family. So, Amy, tremendous job. Now, now let me say this. This is more on the comical side. I don't think Amy and I had ever taken a picture together. For whatever reason. It never had happened. And we took a picture together about 2 weeks ago. And this is how good Amy is. The picture is on Facebook, but she even made me look good in a picture. So, Amy, you're great at that. And I think she did some photography work, if I'm not mistaken. I believe she worked at the old Coverleys, was my understanding. But, so she could even do some work on me. So that says something. So, very, very important thing to mention here this morning. Now, again, phone lines are open. Anybody who would like to say anything, feel free about anything. You can talk about anything this morning. anything on your mind. We haven't had a chance to do much of that this week. 740-383-9944. I'm just trying to do some housekeeping here this morning. Because when you're doing these things all week, you know, things come to your mind and you forget to say them. But you know what? We have time. It's radio. So we can go back and pick up some of these thoughts, which is what I'm trying to do here this morning. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in anything on your mind, give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Now, here's something else for you. I told you. Oh, here we go. We're getting a phone call. Let's take the phone call. That'll be far more interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
Barbara Fleming here.
Yes.
I had somebody on my phone, so I didn't get to hear what you were talking about in the last 10 minutes, but I have some personal stuff about Charlie. When my daughter was the first grade, we moved up on North Prospect Street in those big duplexes. I don't know if you remember them or not.
I do.
We were the last one on the alley, and Charlie and his first wife and Kathy lived next door to us. And I found out that my dad went to school with his dad, so we always came in the back door. We lived upstairs, and he lived downstairs at the time. He see me come home, and he said, "Do you know what, Barbie?" He said, "Your dad and my dad have the same white car," and he said, "I can't see what there is, if it's which one it is, because they come in from Vipsaras and come down Oak Street and come down the alley." And then another time I came home, and maybe you heard this story about the dog, the big dog that looked like Lassie.
No, I haven't heard this.
I said, "Where'd the dog come from?" He said, "Well, the dog kept coming over to the station, radio station, and they couldn't get him come over to see if he had anything, ID on his collar, and they couldn't find anything." So he said somebody had a hamburger. They gave it to him, and so he came out. So they end up bringing it home today. It was a beautiful dog. They called it Popeye. Looked just like Lassie. Then another time when Bunny and, Bunny, that was his first wife. When the baby was born, I had to go out. I went to work in the morning, and I come out the door about 9 o'clock. I was going down Prospect Street to the, I worked at Brick's Clothing Store, which is right next door to where you were at now. To where you're at now. Anyway, I thought, what is that in front of? Here he, there was the baby, and his wife was coming home, and he had two long stitches of, fence, or not fence, but he had a line with a post on it said, "Welcome home, Mom, Mother, and Kathy." I thought that was very sweet, you know, a new father with a baby.
Absolutely.
So, I think the mayor said something about him whenever I heard about it. I'm glad that he was able to honor him for his birthday while he was still alive, you know. We get a lot of accolades when they're gone, you know, and he was able to realize that people really appreciate him.
You know, I do. I think it's interesting. In the last year, we did that birthday celebration last September when his birthday was. And he, I think, really did enjoy that day when all his old colleagues called in. Mm-hmm. And I think over the last year, really, he had a lot of admirers who came to visit him and told him how much they cared for him. And, you know, the people who called this station, there were a lot of regular callers, which are great, and I know he liked to hear from them.
Yeah.
That's what he liked, talking to people. So I think that he was able to work up until April the 8th, which was just about 5 weeks before he left us. I think that's exactly, and I said that last birthday, when we did that birthday celebration, I said the reason we have to do it like this is because Charlie will never retire, and we don't want him to.
Yeah,
and he would have never retired.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, those are great stories. Thank you so much.
You'll be sorely missed, and thank you for doing this. You have a great program. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's a great memory. You know, it just goes to show you how people in Marion go back. They go back decades. Now, that story right there, those stories, go back many, many moons. But it's great to hear those. And what was interesting in a weird way. You know, we've been here for 6 years. And obviously Charlie had been around for 52 on air. He came here and it was a new audience. And so many young people used to listen to Charlie when he was on the air here. And I used to point that out to him, the people who would come up and pick up prizes or the people who would bring him things like RC Cola or Moxie or fruitcakes at Christmas or last year all the candy that was brought in. A lot of that was younger people. And it's interesting because he did have that appeal. He did have his audience from many years earlier, being on the air for 52 years. But he also picked up a whole new audience of younger people who just like to listen to Charlie. Now, I think that's because radio doesn't have an age. And I don't think radio has an age. And in a way, Charlie was ageless. If you met him and if you dealt with him, he was very, as we talked about yesterday, he was tech savvy. He kept up on the day's events. He did want to know what kids were into. So there's that. And that's very interesting. Again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I know all the young people who used to come in and pick up things that he was giving away, like zoo tickets or tickets to the wilds or Zumbezi Bay or Kosai or the fair or whatever it was. He used to really get a kick out of how some of these people had to have been born after his first major run in radio was over, that they just came to him in the last 6 years since he had been on this station. So that's a great thing, and I think a great tribute to the man. You know, a few weeks ago, and I don't know how old this gentleman is, but he could not be more than 40. And if you're not more than 40, you would not have been around during the Lady Justice or the Peanut Push or the Buckeye Chuck when those things were getting started. Brought Charlie a news life last year around Christmas time. Or maybe it was around his birthday. But I remember he brought in a news life that he had found at a garage sale. And he brought it in for Charlie. And I just happened to run into him maybe a month ago, a few weeks ago. And he wanted to know how Charlie was doing. Now, these are young people inquiring on Charlie because they came to like him and listen to him on this station. And I think that also is a tremendous tribute to the man that we're getting to mention right now. As I say, all week we're doing tributes and we're doing things, but there are just some things you forget to mention, and glad we have the chance to do that today. Again, phone lines will remain open here all morning, 740-383-9944. The stories are great. Now, next hour, we're going to continue with the phone lines being open, but I'm also going to tell you about the Memorial Day cookout, because you heard so much about this last week, about the big Memorial Day cookout that I had. And I don't know if many people know what happened that day, but I'm going to explain it because I haven't had a chance to do that yet, and I'm going to give you the inside track as to what happened on Memorial Day at the big cookout just days ago. Remember, there was some discord going into that big cookout, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. Also going to talk a little bit about the fishing trip, because there was also some talk about that last week that we did not really materialize with, or I did not get to finish up that particular story, which I'm going to do on the other side of the break as well. So we're going to clear up the fishing story, we're going to clear up the Memorial Day cookout, and a whole lot of other things. And again, leave the phone lines open at 740-383-9944 with whatever you would like to talk about. And don't forget again, today, coming up at 10 o'clock, we've got the Charlie Evers Show with Glenn Coble sitting in. He'll have James Anderson on, Marion County Naturalist. Then today at 12:15, we'll have Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. then the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2:10 to 3 p.m., and then 4 to 6 today, we have the audio, I said it right that time, I must be waking up, the audio documentary, Charlie Evers Born to Broadcast, produced by Adam Lepp, 4:10 until 6 p.m. today. Clips, I haven't heard it at all. Clips of Charlie from the last 6 years on this station. So I certainly hope that you enjoy this special today. 4:10 until 6 p.m., Charlie Evers Born to Broadcast. And then starting at 1:10 tomorrow until 8 a.m. on Monday morning, with very few exceptions. I think there are only 3 hours this weekend that this won't be going on. We are going to air nothing but Charlie Evers shows from the last 6 years, because we've got them all recorded and all in the archive. So this weekend, if you turn on WWGH Radio, aside from 3 hours, you are going to hear a classic Charlie Evers show, and that is certainly worth it. By the way, all our shows are on the website, WWGH1071.com, and you can always download the free TuneIn app. It's absolutely free to listen to this station anywhere in the world. Just search WWGH. So I thank everybody for their stories. I thank you for letting me take an hour there to kind of do a little housekeeping on things I wanted to make sure to mention that I had not gotten in. And I hope you come back next hour, because we are going to continue with more of the same. Open phone lines, 740-383-9944, and I'm going to tell you the resolution to Memorial Day, as well as the fishing trip, on the other side of this very short but important break.
Ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
Oh, there's two Marlas.
Oh, there is another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's daughter. No, that's Marlo.
Oh, that's right, Marlo.
They keep calling me Marlo sometimes. I say, no, that's Marlo Thomas. Has the money. Marla is after it.